Chapter 2. Sensation flooded back into Leia's numb arms and legs as she was hauled onto her feet. It felt like she'd been filled with sand. Her first few steps were stumbles, as the whole galaxy seemed to wobble around her. The stormtroopers surrounded her, snapping binders over her wrists. They thought they could take her prisoner? Her? Leia knew she hadn't held much weight with the other senators, but she was well aware that the public cared about her. Any whisper of mistreatment would set the Holonet on fire. Was that a risk the Emperor was willing to take? She sincerely hoped not. "How dare you!" she seethed, her lips still numb from the crackling electricity of the stun bolt. Even though it felt like her head was underwater, Leia twisted around, throwing her elbow back and kicking at the nearest stormtrooper's knee. In retaliation, the soldiers jostled her from all sides, shoving her forward when she refused to move. Leia knew she was caught, but she wasn't going to be a willing captive. The main corridor of the ship was almost blindingly bright after the dark interior passageways. Smoke from the battle choked the air. Every time Leia drew in a breath, her lungs burned with the sharp ozone stench left behind by blaster bolts. And everywhere there were bodies. They'd been left where they'd fallen, their wounds and lifeless expressions turning Leia's stomach violently. She didn't want to see that. Those were her people, and she'd marched them to their deaths. There was no way to fix that. No way to make it better. Leia forced herself to look. To remember. She'd need to tell their families. She'd need to... My fault, she thought. My fault. Leia the senator. Even Leia the princess could justify their deaths as unnecessary sacrifice. But Leia the human was having a hard time swallowing a scream. Darth Vader stood at the end of the hallway, his towering height and wide shoulders almost blocking the hole the Imperials had blown through the doors to get into the Tantive IV. Stormtroopers swarmed around him, their armor clicking like the exoskeletons of insects. As the Emperor's right hand, Darth Vader stood out in sharp contrast. His armor, flowing cape and helmet, were as black as the scorch marks on the walls. And at his feet was the crumpled form of Captain Antilles. Leia could hear the loud wheeze of Vader's breathing as the stormtroopers dragged her forward, but couldn't detect any sign that the captain was alive. Even him? Leia had been sure, or at least had hoped, they'd keep the captain alive for questioning. She'd banked on having his silent, steady support. Her chest seized with the shock of it. The pain. Her thoughts blanked out, overrun by anguish and fury. Captain Antilles had been an extraordinary leader. He'd broken through countless Imperial blockades to get supplies to the rebellion. And the crew had been so young, too. So much life wasted in a matter of minutes. She couldn't stand it. "The war will go on without me," Captain Antilles had said. "It won't without you." But in that moment, it all seemed impossible. "I'm sorry," she thought. "I'm so sorry." Civilian Leia was at a loss, but she felt some part of her click into place as she faced Darth Vader. Senator Leia Organa had dealt with him before. She could face him again. She could use the ice that flooded her veins to steel herself in his presence. Leia straightened up, threw her shoulders back, hid her fear. But it was never easy to come face to face with a living nightmare, especially when it towered over her. When its hot, moist breath fanned across her face as it leaned toward her. Darth Vader. I should have known. Leia poured every ounce of the hate she felt into her voice. Only you could be so bold. The Imperial Senate will not sit still for this. When they hear you've attacked a diplomatic...
Don't play games with me, Your Highness. You weren't on any mercy mission this time. You passed directly through a restricted system.
Not for the first time. Leia thought he must have intentionally programmed his voice to be deep and rumbling, like a thunderstorm. No normal man could sound half as terrifying.
Several transmissions were beamed to this ship by rebel spies. I want to know what happened to the plans they sent you.
Leia tried to ignore the way her heart was galloping in her chest. The little droid would have to be away by now, shooting down to the planet, out of Vader's reach. She had outmaneuvered him, maybe for the first time ever, and knowing that made it easier to keep her cool. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a member of the Imperial Senate on a diplomatic mission.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor!
He roared, swinging around to a nearby stormtrooper.
Take her away!
At his command, the stormtroopers pushed her toward the hole they'd blown through the door of the Tantive IV. Leia strained her ears, trying to catch what an Imperial officer was reporting to Vader. She caught only a few words. We must be careful. The people adore her. Rebels. Princess. Plans. Blast it. Vader knew exactly what information they'd downloaded. The rebellion and all its members, including her father, were in more danger than ever. And it tore at her heart to know that it was her fault for letting the ship, the crew, and herself fall into the Empire's net. As Leia left her battered ship for what she knew would be the last time, she could only hope she'd given that little droid enough of a chance to save them all.